This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have a simple question for you today, actually a couple of them. Is the world more secure or less secure, in your opinion? Now, next question. Is the U.S. safer or less safe, in your opinion? Simple questions, right? We know the answers. The world is less secure. The United States is less safe. Were we safer under Bush or safer under Obama? This is a trick question, folks, because the answer is neither. But the perception of safety was better under Bush. Am I right? Of course I'm right. What about under Reagan? You beginning to get the picture? See, here's how it works. Strong President of the United States, strong world. Strong President of the United States, strong America. You have a strong President of the United States. You don't have these black thugs running around menacing people, talking about my color is my privilege and all this other nonsense. You don't have university professors teaching nonsense to young black kids that they are downtrodden because of their skin and therefore they get some sort of special privilege. You get an America that says we can be great in spite of our problems, the America we had pre-Obama. You get a weak president. You get a liberal president. You get a world run by liberals, and you get exactly what we're getting. You have the least amount of clout that America has ever seen in the world. You are less safe traveling through the world. I know. I traveled through the world. When my blue passport was held up, people went, whoa, American. You could feel it. People talked to you. They were engaging. They wanted to get to know you. They wanted to understand you. Not today. They look at you as a mark. I tell this story quite often, but one of my buddies who works with me from time to time, he's a professional athlete. He's over in Poland. He's not there right now. He's over in the Middle East now. But he was in Poland at the time, and he went to give a talk to talk about, you know, bettering yourself and things like this, typical stuff that athletes do. And he says, I'm from the greatest country in the world. Young black guy, big dude, right? And the Polish kid said, he doesn't look Russian to me. That should tell you all you need to know. America has lost its standing. It's lost it under Barack Obama. It's lost it under liberalism. And these brain dead zombies that we've allowed to be in power are the ones who did it. Do you blame them or do you blame us? I blame us. And here's what's interesting about what's been going on in the world, and you guys are aware of this. They're still looking for the Muslims in Brussels who did these attacks. Now, you can see from all of this that they're all on top of this Muslim situation all over the world, aren't they? They're really dealing with, how do you deal with this radical terrorism, this radical Islam? And it's manifesting itself because guess what? None of this is happening, right? We don't have terror attacks. We don't have these daily. I'll repeat it. We have daily Muslim attacks. The majority of them you don't even hear about. I hate to say it, folks, but I'm glad Muslims are showcasing their true nature so the world will wake up to what people like you and I have been saying, mostly what people like you and I have been thinking, because they're too afraid to say it. How many people have tiptoed, pussyfoot over the idea that radical Islam is Islam, that Islam is not a religion, it is an ideology of hate? And nobody wants to tell you the truth about it. I wrote about it in my second book called Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. I said the confluence of race and religion is going to be the worst thing to happen to America because not only will they tell you, oh, they want to discriminate against these brown people, they're going to tell you it's a religious thing that's that we're trying to go after. It's not a religious thing. We're going after, it would be the same as telling me, oh, don't go after these young black teen thugs because they practice some freaky form of religion. They practice gangsterism. Let's call that a religion, right? That is, we have gotten to the point of ridiculousness in this country where we let the left define everything that's right, which, by the way, is all wrong. And the things that we know, that we hold near and dear, that we understand as core principles of how you have a civilized society, we let these fools tell us a different way. Shame on us. You fight these battles every second of every day. Somewhere in America, battles are being won and lost. Verbal battles, ideological battles. We are losing these battles because we're afraid to speak up. I ask you, are you going to die a coward? If it's just you, fine, die a coward. If you have kids, if you have grandkids, if you hold these truths to be self-evident, and you believe in this document called the Constitution and this great nation that has been built by you and me and our ancestors and forefathers who went before us to overcome everything that could happen bad in the world, we address, then you better start fighting. Let me tell you something. It's time to stop the PCBS and any other acronym you want to use and get with the program. Sanity may finally rule again, folks, if enough of us start standing up for ourselves. I'm waiting on it. Right now, they're saying ISIS has deployed, I love the way they put this, deployed 400 more ground troops in Europe. 400 troops. While Obama says no troops on the ground to fight them, ISIS is sending more people to Europe in order to become bombers. Now, you do the math. Supposedly, a couple of guys died. I don't think they really know who's dead yet in these Brussels attacks, but let's say there are two that died. Two people killed 31 people, had 230 other casualties. Not bad odds when you're picking a fight. And here's the bigger thing. What's it gonna cost? What's the level of terror? What all is being done now to go after the terrorist? Unbelievable. This is the world we face. This is the world we've allowed to happen. And you know what? I'm not tolerating it. I will speak out. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care what they say about me. Screw them. Because I'm going to fight for this country. Folks, I got to take a short break. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson, show you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Show. And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the multi-trillion-dollar business of liberalism. RacePimping.com. I should promote the book more. I'm not one of those guys. In fact, people think that they'll say to me, Kevin, do you know so and so? And I'm like, yeah, man, I think I may. Well, you should have met him at such and such. And I'm like, man, I'm a terrible networker. Really? Yeah, I'm a terrible networker. I have no clue how to network properly. I know people, they find that hard to believe. Kevin, you're so personable, you'll talk to anybody. I know. But I won't remember what we talked about, or that you said you were going to help, or I won't get your phone number. Unless you really get my attention, like, Kevin, I'm going to write you a check for $100,000. You know, okay, hang on, let me get a pen, let me get your information, whatever. But if it's just, Kevin, how can we help you? I had an old dude, he came up to me at an event, and he's from Texas. And he says, Kevin, we really like what you say, and I'd like to help you out. And he's one of these millionaires that you never get. I know how to recognize them because I know how to look at their boots, you know, $350, $500, $1,000 boots. I knew. But he's not a guy that anybody from New York is going to look at and go, that's a rich dude. But I know. I know he's a rich guy. And he just came up, he and his wife, he's like, man, you know, Kevin, you gave a heck of a talk there, and me and my wife, we're going to figure out how to help you. And people were bugging me as a book signing, and I didn't get his name or his number. And he's one of those guys. He just writes you a check. Here's $50,000, and I've got a little laying around. I want to help you out a little bit, you know. He's that guy. And I couldn't tell. I'd know him if I saw him, but I didn't even get his name. And it's a shame. I'm just not that guy. I don't network properly. It's too bad. I could probably be a lot farther in life. Anyway, Stanton, California is suing a local coffee shop. You probably haven't heard this story. The baristas. That's a fancy name for the people that pour your coffee. The baristas. They wear bikinis. And people smoke inside. And California doesn't like that. They're like, what are you doing wearing bikinis inside? We got a whole beach out here for bikinis, and you're wearing them on the inside. What's up with that? So they're mad. And they're mad because people smoke. We got an ordinance against you smoking. I don't know what to do. California doesn't want you to have anything, man. Fat people, you're on alert. I'm just letting you know, if you're fat in California, consider yourself warned. Something's coming down the pike for you, because they can't leave you alone. It's the bikinis, they say, expose the barista's most intimate areas. This is not really... They're not really there for coffee, is what people say. Hey, look, it's like Hooters, okay? For coffee. It's Hooters for coffee. Hooters, what are the girls in? They wear short shorts. And they all, generally speaking, they have stockings. But they wear short shorts. And most of the girls, it's not even Hooters. It used to be when Hooters first started, the girls actually had Hooters. You know, they were kind of buxom. Now, I guess somebody sued. Some A-cup girl sued. Said, I don't understand why I cannot work at Hooters. And the boss is like, looking at her. He's not even looking her in the eye. He's like, I think I know the reason. You know? But anyway, some A-cup sued. So, even when you go to Hooters, all the girls are not, you know, well endowed, is I think the proper way to put it. They're not. They're just kind of, you know. They're okay. So, I mean, there's some, obviously, that are. But thus the name. But anyway, yeah, so these, I'll tell you guys a quick story. When I was in Houston, Texas, making sales calls, some guys, I had a distributor that I was going to take out to lunch. And, I'm there, I've had a meeting with them, and I said, you guys allow me to buy you lunch, kind of thing. Yeah, no problem, Kev. And they look at each other and they go, you want to go to, you know, like Richards? And I'm like, you know, the guys are like, yeah. And they go, Kevin, you mind? I was like, no, not at all. Let's go to Richards. All right, I don't know the name of the place. So we get on Westheimer and, we ended up going up Westheimer to get to the tollway and then ended up crossing over at I-10 and, right off the freeway is this very nice looking house. It almost looks like a house. And we go inside. I don't remember the name of it. If I did, I'd tell you. And we go in, and the girls are topless. They're topless. And so, the girl comes out to greet us. How many? You maybe join us for lunch today? We're like, four? And I'm like, they're topless. And we go sit down, and all of the wait staff, the girls, are topless. And she brings out the, you know, I mean, beautiful girls, obviously, right? They didn't have any, there were no Ednas, you know what I mean? So, anyway, they bring us the menus, and, you know, they're looking at me like, you know, you okay with this place? I'm like, yeah, I mean, you guys okay? You know, okay, we're all okay. And it wasn't that big of a deal, to be honest with you. It wasn't like I practically lived inside of the, quote, gentlemen's clubs, because in the business I was in, that's what everybody wants to do. Everybody that would come to town wanted to be entertained at a gentleman's club. But anyway, there no ordinance. And now, I don't remember. It was probably when you could smoke inside, but I didn't smoke, and I don't think any of them did. But, you know, the girls brought their stuff. They're beautiful. I mean, the girls are beautiful. As were their breasts, okay, for those of you wondering. But it was like, okay, interesting concept. Is it a place that I would recommend people go? No. Heck no. I mean, the food was okay.
But it wasn't like, wow, you have got to get the prime rib over at Richards or whatever the name of the place was. No, it was just kind of, it was a novelty. Okay? But anyway, this local coffee shop's got baristas that expose their most intimate areas. And, it's indoors. It's no nuisance to anybody. Look, there are girls on the beach that wear bikinis. And I'm telling you, I've been on beaches all over the world. There are girls on bikinis and beaches that make Hooters look like it's a nunnery, a convent. Is there such a word as a nunnery? A convent. I'm just saying. You been to the beach in Rio? You don't need dental floss. I'll put it to you that way. You got something stuck in your teeth? Hey, excuse me, miss, come here. Because I'm telling you, some of those, the bikinis on those beaches, for all intents and purposes, the girls' naughty bits on the front, they might as well be nude. And let's face it, your buns? Since when has a bikini covered a bun? Circa 1980? I mean, come on. It's a business in a business zone. There's no proven illegal activity, but the city of Stanton, California is suing this coffee shop because the baristas wear bikinis. I mean, liberals are so funny, man. They want sex taught in schools. It's all fair game. They will teach a kid how to put a condom on a banana, but God forbid you as a business owner say, you know what, I'm going to have my girls wear bikinis and serve coffee. It isn't like, you know, coffee with a happy ending or something. It's just coffee. Would you like cream with that? Wink, wink. Sometimes, man, I'm just amazed at liberalism. I really am. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 11 to 10 along party lines to send Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the full Senate. Now, a handful of senators are asking for a one-week delay and asking the FBI to get involved, including Senator Jeff Flake.
I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to, but not more than 1 week, in order to let the FBI continue to do an investigation limited in time and scope to the current allegations that are there. and limited in time to no more than 1 week.
Facebook today said they identified a security vulnerability that compromised the data of close to 50 million accounts. Facebook said they discovered this on Tuesday and alerted law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time? My producer's like, you get paid to say yeah. Yeah, in fact, you make more than I do, which I don't mind. It's okay. White privilege. Anyway, I was talking about just the craziness of the world. Let me give you a situation that's happening in Wackademia. I talk about Wackademia in my second book and also my third book. But in my second book, I talk about it from the standpoint of how much money is spent on just craziness of it. Actually, wait, I'm wrong. Race pimping. I talk about the money spent in diversity in Wackademia, and that's what this subject is about. And this is from academia.org. UCLA professor unravels diversity sham. In the latest issue of the Chronicle Review, UCLA historian Russell Jacoby offers some insights into the campus diversity craze that are actually refreshing. And here's what he says. Jacoby asks, should all quarters of society demographically and reflect all other quarters? Why? Should there be more pacifists in the military? Fewer Indian motel owners? As well, Jacoby notes, inasmuch as academic leftists champion diversity, a certain irony must be signaled. For decades, they have poured scorn on essentialism and posited that all identity is constructed. After years of postmodern guff, the arguers reversed themselves. You are your group identity. Essentialism, pure and simple. You're your group identity. Going back to what I was talking about the other day with Dolezal, you can be who you want to be. You want to be, you're white, you want to be black. If you can get away with it. You're black, you want to be white, do it. As long as you don't tell people that that's what your goal is. If you can pass, pass, but shut up. Keep your mouth shut. It's funny how it goes back and forth, but the rules change depending upon the direction. You know what I'm saying? But they want everything even. Again, I was in California. And I bet you five, I was trying to find a hotel that was packed. And five of the hotels we went to, owned by Indians. Now, I didn't go, this is an outrage. I think these Indians just don't want to let me in because I'm black. And it was like, no. I just thought, wow, it's amazing how many Indians own hotels, you know, motels around here. And I sure wish I knew one that could get me in. Hey, Alibaba or Benji, whatever, can you hook a brother up? Anyway, he says, of course, he does not let conservatives off the hook. Although, even here, he does make an interesting point. And here's a quote. Conservatives say they are underrepresented among college professors, he writes. Oddly, they, or the researchers who support their argument, do not target student populations for disparities where the issue first arose. I don't know what he's trying to say there. It says, of course, he dismisses attempts to track the imbalance of faculty of those to the right of center.
What's next, the guy writes. A study showing English professors prefer shopping at Whole Foods to Walmart. He's trying to minimize the idea that in academia, it's obvious there's not enough conservative thinkers. And, of course, it's producing the very problem that's being created in America, but no harm, no foul. It's too difficult to read this story on the radio. It really is, because it's a guy writing about a guy. So I apologize in advance for that. But let me just get to the crux of it. The crux of it is that when academia is forced to study itself and look at everything that it talks about in terms of society, you know what it finds out? It's more racist than regular society. It's more classist than regular society. It's more misogynist than a regular society. It's got all the problems that regular society has on steroids. All of them. There's not enough black faculty. There's not enough black students. How could you get away with this? In any other thing except government-sanctioned indoctrination. How could you get away with this? Oh, by the way, and produce an inferior product. See, Google, the reason why Google doesn't struggle with this as an issue is because Google looks for excellence. Google says, hey, you come in, we want to hire you. If you're excellent, you get hired. Well, Google, you only seem to have a lot of Indian and Chinese men, and you got a few white guys, but, you know, not enough white women, not enough, whatever. And they're like, okay, but you know any? But in academia, where the numbers are going down every year, year after year, I mean the height to jump to get over the academic bar is that of a white man jumping. It ain't like Michael Jordan here. It's Larry Bird, okay? Oh, yeah, I took it racial. Anyway, what I'm telling you folks is academia looks at itself and says, uh-oh, here's what going on with this, and I'm going to try to make sense of it. He says, nevertheless, he notes an interesting trend documented in a study last year. The ratio of Democrats to Republicans or liberals to conservatives went from 1-1 in the 1920s, 2-1 in the 1950s, 14-1 in the year 2010. What do you think it is in 2016? You see that trend line? 1-1, 2-1, 14-1. Where's academia going to be in the next 40 years at the present rate? Why are we funding this? And you know what I talked about earlier? Al Sharpton, Al Sharpton wants academia to be free. So he wants you to pay so that we can continue to hire more liberal professors, get them tenure so they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and teach that to your children. That's what they want. And you see the trend line. And then you wonder why I tell you, you got to talk to these fools. You got to talk to these liberals. You can't back down from them. Because when you're not talking to them, let me tell you who is. The media is. Politicians are. Hillary Clinton, every time they hold a rally, it's an indoctrination. It's doubling down on all these bad policies and trying to convince these, in Hillary's case, the 50 or so people that show up, how bad we are. And in Bernie's case, a couple thousand college kids who are all ready. They're salivating. They're yeah, we can't wait. Woo, we can't wait to get the free stuff. And so when you don't talk to them, the politicians succeed. The liberal media succeeds because their goal is very simple: to divide us. And they've done that. What do we call Obama? Come on. He's a great divider. There's hardly a person that can argue that we are more separate now than prior to Obama. The only way you'd argue that is if you're just trying to make, you just want to be a contrarian. Okay, Kevin, whatever you say, I'm going to say the opposite. Because the fact of the matter is, we are more polarized as a nation under Barack Obama. And he did it. It wasn't like it came out of nowhere. Barack Obama started it. He started talking about black issues as if black issues were separate from white issues. I love it when they tell him, oh, Kevin, you know, this criminal justice thing is a black issue. Let me tell you who gets arrested in China. The poor people of China. The poor people who are put in bad circumstances, who commit bad acts. They get arrested. You want to know who it is in Scandinavia? It isn't blacks. It's Scandinavians. The Irish. You want to see some scrappy little poor people? Go to the Irish. The Irish will kick your butt, man, and take your wallet as quick as any black dude. That's who's being arrested in Ireland. It ain't a bunch of Negroes. This is not a black issue. It's an Irish issue. You know who the cops stump the heads of? They don't import black people so they can beat them up and go, see, Irish, we ain't going to touch y'all. We're going to beat up these Negroes. No, they beat up the Irish. There is no such thing as a black problem. There is a societal problem that impacts a certain people based on their circumstances. End of story. But Obama, the great divider, wants you to believe it's a black issue, or it's a woman issue, or it's a gay issue. No, it's not. It's an American issue that is more than likely, it is 99.9% brought on by liberalism and or liberal policies. That's the deal. They want to tell you, oh, it's a gun problem. No, it isn't. We don't have gun problems. We have stupid liberal problems because stupid liberals get guns, they don't obey the rules, and they misuse everything. They're the ones who misuse alcohol. I talk to my kids. My oldest son, he's 26 years old. He still has never taken a drink in his life. None of my kids, you guys will think I'm lying, they've never been drunk. Never. They understand the rules of alcohol. My oldest son just doesn't drink. He's old enough. He just says, I have no need for it. Very religious kid. Anyway, the liberals will tell you, it's guns. Obama's been, you know this, he's the best gun salesman in the history of the Republic. And he's ruined more relationships than internet porn. The only person who may be challenging at this point is Donald Trump. Because, man, we got some people that are just dyed in the wool. You know, you say something negative against Trump. But I'm going to forgive them for the time being because I'm going to give them a chance to redeem themselves. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have lots of friends. I want a black friend. Everybody on TV has a black friend, and their black friend always says funny stuff. I would love my black friend. We would go ice skating, and I would braid his hair. And my black friend would say funny stuff. Like, I would be like, hey, black friend, pass the salt. And he would be like, slave days are over, boy. And then we would laugh and high five and celebrate our differences.
We could be friends, but don't touch my hair. Don't you do it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, proudly bald. For those of you who've listened to the show for a while, you know when I shaved my head when I was scuba diving in the Bahamas. Oh, man, that was an interesting time. Anyway, Glad you guys are back. I want to do some headlines here. Here's one. I love doing headlines, and here's the reason why. I cannot believe that these are the things that we that somebody editorializing it somewhere says, hey, let's put this headline out, and here's a story. And here's the first one. Wolves and hyenas hunt together, prove Middle East peace is possible. And I thought to myself, seriously? Wolves and hyenas. Now, okay, you got me. I've never seen wolves and hyenas hunt together. I've never even seen African dogs hunt together with hyenas. And they, you know, they're indigenous. I've never seen it. I don't even think wolves and wolverines. I mean, I get it. That story is sensationalized in and of itself. You got me. I'm an animal freak anyway. I love stories about animals. Having seen some of the most dangerous animals up close and personal, I'm fascinated by them. I really am. The big cats, the gorillas. I'm fascinated by the strength of animals, how their muscles come together. What makes an animal have endurance? What makes an animal have strength? What makes an animal have a combination of both? What bite pressure? Pretty much you name it. I can talk to you about it. For a person who doesn't study animals for a living, I know a lot about them. I really do. I know which dogs are more evolved than others, why certain breeds do what, and, you know, just crazy stuff. Probably information that I should dump out of my brain for what I actually do for a living. But I love it. I do love that stuff. And so when I saw this headline, wolves and hyenas hunt together, I was like, wow, that's interesting. Then I saw the second part, prove Middle East peace is possible. And I thought, you've got to be kidding. Look, I'm all for looking at the animal kingdom for things. As a martial artist, you know, and having friends that are really good practitioners of kung fu where they study tiger style and, you know, monkey style and things like that, praying mantis, you understand how man learns how to look at nature and then translate that into his world. It's really interesting to watch. So from that perspective, I even get it. But to then go in and tell me Middle East peace is possible, let me tell you something. I've said this every time we elect a president and they say, we're going to assign the Secretary of State and he's going to go meet with the Middle East. I go, why? Why are we paying for this? I've seen this since the 60s. Why are we paying for the Middle East peace process that never occurs? It never occurs. Let's just put that money into something. Give that money to the midgets. There are people listening to this show go, what did he just say? For those who are new to the program, I often do a lot of things to help midgets. They don't get enough fair representation. I mean, as far as minority groups goes, midgets are pretty much a minority, right? And then if you happen to be a black midget or a female midget, then all, you know, even worse. Now, I know they got tiny people shows and little people shows and all that now, but are they really represented? So I always try to give a shout out to the midgets periodically. But can you believe this title? Wolves and hyenas hunt together, prove Middle East peace is possible. I mean, what else? Eagle and the dove fly together. What's that song? Can't be with the one you love. Honey, love the one you're with. With eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Do, 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 do. Okay. Wolves and hyenas hunt together. What does that have to do with the Middle East peace process? Don't try to see. That's where I'm saying to my.
Oh well, we see that the wolf and the hyenas hunted together, so it must be possible for this to happen.
Shut up! Just tell me wolves and hyenas hunted together, and let me deal with that. See, mind blown already. Now you want to tell me something else? You want to convert that? Oh man, what next? Hillary Clinton divorces and marries. Okay, the Clintons and the Bushes divorce, and Bill marries Barbara, and Hillary marries George. Okay, then maybe Middle East peace is possible. I'm just saying, don't try to convolute things. And that's what they did. I just thought, seriously. Here's another headline. Let me give you another one. Your cat is a lot deeper than you think. Okay, first of all, I don't even have a cat. So, really? Oh, you're saying if I had a cat, it would be deeper than I think. Let me tell you something, folks. I have a dog, and he's deeper than I think. Now, I know dogs are smart. I watch Skip Boot. Was a Skid Boot. You ever see the video for Skid Boot? Skid Boot is smarter than any liberal I've ever met. I'm talking about PhDs and everything. Skid Boot is smarter. Smartest dog I've ever seen. I dang near cried when I heard Skid Boot died. But anyway, look, my dog is smart. I know he is. Here's what's funny to me about dogs. I do a lot of dog comedy when I do comedy. But I think dogs are so smart because they love us. They really do. But we do a lot for them. I mean, my dog knows when it's time to eat. He'll nudge me. When he wants a walk, he'll get up and walk and push my leg. When he wants a treat, he'll go sit where the treats are and then look over at you with those sad eyes. I watch my dog lay where the sun would come in the winter, that line, you know, that looks like a laser beam. I've watched my dog lay there. And I joked about this. I've told this as comedy, but I said, I thought when I adopted my hound dog, and he's a pit bull hound dog mix. He looks more like a pit, scares the crap out of people, but he's nice as heck. Anyway, when I adopted this dog, I thought he was a pit bull. He was brown. I said, I'm saving a brother. You know how many brothers have pit bulls? You know, and he was a rescue, and he was skittish, so you know he was probably fighting. You know, somebody was mistreating him. So I adopt this dog. I see him laying in the sun in the winter. I'm thinking, okay, he's just cold. You know, he's getting that little ray of sunshine. And then I watched him one time for a little bit of time, and I watched him change sides. And that's when I knew he was a white dog, and he was tanning. And he's fooling me. See, my dog was fooling me. He wanted me to think he's a black dog, but he wasn't a black dog. He's a white. My dog, he looks tan. But I'm telling you, if he stayed out of the sun, that dog would be fish belly white. He's tanning, and he's been fooling me this whole time. Got me picking up his doo-doo and all this other crap. Feeding him, giving him treats, walking him. Yeah, I thought slave day's over. See, I knew what was it. I figured it out. Anyway, so wolves and hyenas hunt together. Your cat's deeper than you think. I didn't realize this. I don't have a cat. But I can tell you, my dog is a deep thinker. He knows what he's doing. And they are intuitive. So here's my point. I already know the cat is a deeper thinker than I think. Because I'm underestimating him. He's laying on this. I mean, I don't have a cat. But I'm saying I've had a cat. And I've certainly got friends with cats. And you know, here's what a cat does. A cat will go on a fence line, prop himself up there, and there'll be a little dog that can't jump up that high, and the cat knows it, right? And he'll sit there. I've seen this happen. And he'll dangle his paw down. It's sitting on a wooden fence, you know, on the post, and he'll dangle his paw down and watch the little dog just going crazy. Rawr, 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 rawr. Like Hillary Clinton. Remember Hillary Clinton with the rawr, rawr, rawr? But he'll watch a little dog just going crazy. And the cat will just wave his tail or wave his arm down and look down at the dog like, you're so stupid, right? And the dog is going bananas. And the cat knows that this dog wants to get him in. He'll just taunt him. You don't need to tell me. And here's the thing. Somebody paid to learn that a cat is a deeper thinker than we think. That's what always gets me. Anyway, we got more headlines later in the show. We'll be back in a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.